And the first pitch to Bowers. Swung on, pulled fair, down the line, game over. Brewers win. They celebrate a walk-off 2-1 victory over the Phils.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. Alongside Hugh Douglas, and there you heard Scott Fransky on the call last night from Milwaukee. Phillies lose in walk-off fashion, Hugh. 2-1 to the Brewers. Disappointing night. Phils had chances, couldn't come through. And in the end, Carlos Estevez gives up the game-winning hit. Phils
lose. And then the most that I remember about that game last night is that it wasn't a whole lot going on until towards the end of the game. It was just like,
Well, it was one of those frustrating games as we get the final countdown now toward the end of the Philly season. And, you know, Alec Boehm hits a home run early. There you go. I like this music playing in the background. But Alec Boehm.
That's felt like some 80s
final vibe. Final countdown.
Yeah.
Man.
What is the magic number at?
It's 4, right?
Yeah, it didn't move, did it?
No,
it's the same. That's the best part. Yeah. I like how you
the
said
music
Kyle.
Out
yeah.
Too.
Oh, the all it's the all for me.
So the magic number is at 4 right now, but in a like the Phillies could actually clinch in 2 days. I mean, the magic number decreases by 2 now each game they win over the Mets because it's combinations of Phillies wins and Mets losses.
Mm-hmm.
So the Phillies can clinch if they to make it simple, the Phillies win 2 out of 4 this weekend, they clinch the NL East. So that's what we need to do.
So we need to win this one tonight then, right?
Win this one tonight.
Then who's on the mound tonight?
We got Taijuan Walker back in the rotation, Hugh. You got your 99 jersey ready for tonight?
No, but I know some people out there going to wear it because they believe in him.
Who believes
in him? It was one guy, I can't remember his name, but we were at McGurk's, and he came in with a Taijuan Walker jersey on.
Really?
Yes, he did.
That is sad.
He did.
But Taijuan back on the mound tonight. And last night, kind of a frustrating loss because I'm not worried about the division. Like, the Phillies, they're going to win the division. Like, whether it happens this weekend or not, unless they get swept against the Mets, they're going to win the division. What's frustrating about last night, though, they're only 3 games in front of the Brewers. They need to hold on to that 2 seed. I mean, they could have put that away last night, really, with a win.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate that that wasn't. Because he got some pretty decent pitching last night, too. So it was one of those things, man. It was like, it was a little disappointing. Ooh. It was also disappointing to see them celebrate at the end like they did.
A few too many strikeouts for the Phils this series.
Too many strikeouts. And I got to say this, as we see Craig Kimbrel DFA'd by the Baltimore Orioles, Carlos Estevez scares me. I look at the Phillies bullpen as you head toward the playoffs, the best version of it, I don't think includes Estevez. Like, he's their 4th best reliever. Why is your 4th best reliever your top option to close games? I don't really understand that. It should be when they can. Kirkering, Strom, Hoffman. Estevez should be the 4th guy out of the pen.
Yeah, you know what's funny about him is that since he's been here, he's been the one guy that you look at and you think to yourself, what would you call it, Kyle? A tightrope walker. A little bit of a tightrope walker. It's like, man, that's not the way you want to go into the playoffs. You want to feel a little bit more comfortable with the guy that you're going to put out there in high leverage situations.
Right. And I'm not saying he's as bad as Kimbrel, but he gives me Kimbrel vibes a little bit. Like, I feel like if Topper continues to insist, Estevez is my closer, he's the guy that's got to close games, I worry about it. Do you get any Kimbrel vibes, Kyle, from Estevez?
So I think the difference is Kimbrel looked like he was like straight up cooked. Like, he didn't have any stuff left.
Which he was.
I just think this is kind of who Estevez is.
I agree
with
that.
It's not like he's, like, running on fumes or something. Like, this is just sort of, like, it's almost, like, Alvarado-esque. Like, and I know Alvarado had, like, stretches of dominance. But even when he did, you still sort of had, like, does he have it tonight? Does he not? That's sort of how I view Estevez. Whereas Kimbrel was just, like, they can't trot this dude out there anymore.
What are you doing type situation?
Is it crazy to say I still, in a weird way, have more confidence in Alvarado than I do Estevez? Like, I kind of
do. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do not agree with that at all.
Yeah, I don't have confidence in Estevez. I'm worried about putting him out there. I don't think he should be the top closing option.
That is funny that Kyle is like, you're talking about, that's a little different.
With all due respect, Tom, shut up. You sound like an idiot.
No, I'm just saying. It's just with all due respect, that does sound kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird sound.
So be it. 215-592-9494. You want to get on the Phils. Also, the Eagles, are we overreacting to the loss Monday night? And do you want to get on the Sixers arena plan as the mayor announces the arena will be built in Center City? You're welcome to do that as well. Let's go back to the phones. Mad Mike. What's up, Mad Mike?
How we doing today, guys?
How you doing today, Mad Mike?
With all of due respect, Howie Roseman's a moron, and so is his puppet head coach. So I'm sorry. Like, there's no way to be respectful about any of this. Like, I mean, the defense is a joke, and you spent $51 million on a bum defensive end because you were spiteful towards Hassan Reddick for not taking your lowball contract offer. And this is you reap what you sow. And you're a terrible drafter, a terrible evaluator of talent, and the defense is suffering for it.
Mike, you're loving this week, aren't you?
I am loving this week. This is basically, let me be honest with you guys. 2022.
Oh, you haven't been being honest all this time? Now you want to be honest?
I know. I've been honest the whole time, but I'm just like, I really want you to hear me. 2022 was a mirage. We over-evaluated Hurts' skill set. We over-evaluated this team, and we let the Nick Sirianni, the whole puppet installation, like we let that go because we didn't play anybody all season long. We got gift wrapped like the easy pass to the Super Bowl, and then we blew it in the Super Bowl.
Well, great, Mike. There you go.
Interesting assessment. I don't agree with that, but I hear you. I hear you.
No. I mean, it bothers me as a guy who says he's a Philadelphia fan that Mike enjoys these kind of weeks when the team loses.
That's what they call a pessimist, right? That's a pessimistic kind of person. Sky's always falling.
That's even more than being a pessimist.
Pessimist. That's just like, it sounds like hater.
Yeah, he's a hater. He's a hater. Okay. I think that's the best way to put it. Mad Mike is.
But he's a fan, though. So
I don't know if he is. I mean, he likes to see the teams fail. He likes to see the teams suffer.
That's not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool. Not at all. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Oh, man, you got me following Mad Mike. I mean, this is the guy who starts his day with a cat pissing in his Cheerios.
Ugh.
Come on.
Sounds nasty.
But listen. Yeah. Okay, Hugh,
yes.
You're absolutely right. It is the most disrespectful thing that comes out of people's mouth when they say, with all due respect.
So at that point, you already know you're about to be disrespected. So just go ahead and roll
with
it.
But Big V, that doesn't give you the ability to just say whatever you want, right?
Of course it doesn't. But then it does give you the ability after they say something to call them a bleach bomb, bad built butch body.
Yeah, I like what he did. That's a lot. That's a lot right there.
but yes, we have been overreacting. I said it yesterday. All roads to the Super Bowl come through Philadelphia Eagles. Okay? So everybody just get ready. It's just one loss in two games in the season. Get over it. The problem that we have is that we're suffering from too much PTSD. We lost the Super Bowl. We had this ultimate high of having 10 wins and then massive loss. We were all happy. We called it Howie season when we got one of the best running backs in the industry. And, you know, and we lose one game. We don't get blown out. We just lose one game. An interception, time ran out. Yeah, there were a couple of bad calls. But listen, Philly, get over it.
But Big V, I don't want to, you know, stop your positivity here. But what have you seen from the defense? What have you seen from the defensive line to make you think this is going to get better?
Well, I've seen the defensive line do three outstanding stops and one hit is still a highlight reel.
That was a safety made that play.
Yeah, it still made the highlight reel.
Yeah, if we wouldn't have lost that game, that would have been a hell of a play. Definitely would have been a hell of a play.
Thanks, Big V. Appreciate
it. And to help Big V out a little bit. Last week, every pundit in the city was singing the praises of Zach Bond and talking about we have a linebacker now. N'Kobe Dean, even though he hasn't played well, and talking about how he became the starter and how he played well enough to take Devin White's job. So it's just, I think we got to pump the brakes just a little bit because, like I've been saying, it's not as good or as bad as it looked yesterday, well, Monday, it's not that good or that bad. Still a work in progress. We have to do more to help this defense in this infancy. That's what they're in right now.
Well,
they're not playing well.
Yeah, and I think these next 2 weeks are critical, Hugh, because you're going to be with probably that A.J. Brown for the next two games here.
Yeah, it's going to be a minute.
You're going to need to find a way to win these games. You're going to need to find a way to generate explosive plays, which they really couldn't do with consistency the other night. And I know you think defense is a luxury, but Hugh, without A.J., defense needs to play better.
They need to play decent. They're not the 85 Bears, y'all. Let's just get that out your head. They need to play more sound against the run, because every week, since you've seen it for the last couple of weeks, teams are running the ball on them.
Right.
Like, you're not going to be able to fix the pass rush until you fix the run game.
Right.
That's a fact. Because if I'm playing against the Eagles going into this game this weekend, I'm still running the ball. I'm passing the ball just to keep you honest, but I'm running the ball. You need to be more definitive in your pass rush lanes, and you need to understand that, you know, if you're playing better against the run, when they drop back to throw the ball, you're going to be in a position to make some plays. You just got to be smarter about it, man. And you have to know that if that back's line up over there, just as an example, if I'm the defensive end, and if I have a back that's shading the tackle, that's probably going to be a chip block. So in order to help me from getting my shoulder blown off, like rush.
Nolan Smith.
Yes. Rush with my hands, rush into the tackle. Try to take some of that blow. You're going to get chipped, because if he's a good chip block, you're going to get chipped. Make sure you maintain your balance, man, and keep your hands, use your hands to keep them off your body, and be able to get off that block.
Yeah.
Like, if you're attempting to get off a block, if you're trying to get off a block, they're going to call that.
Right.
It's going to be called holding. Nobody that I saw was attempting to get off a block.
The defense has got to play better. The defensive line has got to be a lot better stopping the run. No question about it. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, we'll get right back to the phones after a quick break. If we overreacted to the Eagles' loss, we'll also play some audio from Devin White. He was a healthy scratch Monday night. How he handled that and how it differs from how other Eagles seem to be handling this benching as well. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly, Hugh Douglas, Sports Radio.